Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Uche Natori. Woo! Wow! Oh my days! That's crazy! Didn't even recognize her! Didn't even know it was her! Oh my god, the glasses and the scarf! Oh my days! Wow!
Welcome back to the show.
For anyone confused, that was the crowd going wild.
The crowd was literally going
wild.
Like,
crazy.
It was crazy.
Hi, everyone. Hello, fun fact, Rita and I were supposed to start a podcast. Have you said this already before?
Yeah, I did, actually. We're meant to do a podcast. Me, Uche, and Candy. And it just didn't click. It just didn't click. What was the name? BBG.
I'm saying PPG.
Yeah, and it just didn't click, guys. It just didn't happen. So then I started Faking Adulthood.
There's something in the cap of my drink.
What's going on?
What is that? What is that?
What's happening? You good?
I can't drink that again.
What was it?
I don't know. And that's what...
Wait, it could only come from you, though.
No, it came from where we purchased this. An unexplainable item was in my drink. But yeah, guys, today the reason I'm wearing this scarf is
because please tell the people why you are wearing
it. It is
scarf.
Like Hades outside. So I'm like sweating out my edges a little bit, and obviously media lasts forever, so rather a scarf moment with a sunglass. I don't really need the sunglass, but I feel like it kind of makes the look,
gives it a look. You'd rather that
than I have a little moment than sweating out my edges.
I'm sweating out my edges, guys. If you watch this and you look, I look like I'm melting. I am.
It's so damn warm today.
It is so warm. Yeah. Guys, today is National Friendship Day. And none of my friends sent me a happy to be your friend message, which is a little bit nuts.
How many happy to be your friend messages did you send out? Oh, okay. Moving on.
She started her rubbish.
Moving on.
She started her rubbish.
Who started the rubbish?
She started her rubbish.
Did I start the rubbish or did you start the rubbish?
She started her rubbish. She started her rubbish. Guys, we all know that I like to start my episodes with a complaint of the day.
I'm
okay?
ready for this.
It's
Don't worry
so
about
important
me.
To me. It gets me going. It makes me excited. Like going through my week, knowing that by the time I come to record, I get to complain is something that keeps me alive.
Beautiful.
Okay. I actually have a lot of complaints. Yeah. But I'm gonna bring it down to something that actually happened on the train today.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so my complaint of the day is this, yeah. Who has the right of way when it comes to the armrest on the train?
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've noticed that there's been some complications when it comes to this. And I think as a society, we need to come to some sort of agreement. Because it's like, who has the right of way?
I think whoever gets there first, isn't it?
Or yeah, but then sometimes even if you're there first, whoever comes to sit next to you, it's like they think they have a right to it. So now, sometimes you almost touch each other. And you know, for me, I haven't been touched in so long. It sometimes it feels nice. But then sometimes it's like, no, I don't know you. So why is your skin touching mine? But then other times it's like, wow, skin to skin, you know? But that is actually like one of my complaints.
Ridiculous.
But then to add on to that complaint, right? This is really niche and a lot of people may not understand this, yeah?
Yeah.
But you see when you get on a train, right? Mm. And it's at first, it's like empty and there's like three chairs, right?
I know what you're gonna say.
What I find highly inappropriate is when someone immediately sits in the middle.
Right.
Do you get it?
Right.
There's three chairs and then you decide to sit in the middle. I feel like that's a sense of entitlement because what you're saying is that no matter what, someone has to sit next to you.
Right.
And why is that? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I just think it's really unnecessary because why can't you sit on the corner and then let whoever sits in the middle, they sit in the middle, but you sit in the middle first. So it feels like you're saying someone must sit next to me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And for me, I'm just like, you're a bit entitled to do something like that.
You're right. That is quite niche.
It's very, very niche.
That's very niche.
It's very niche. But yeah, those are my complaints of the day. Fair. It's nothing too chaotic.
Fair.
But yeah, it just goes back to train etiquette, you know?
Right.
You know, as a public transport someone, you know, it's just, there's just things
I
that
just
people are doing.
I can't take her seriously.
But this is very serious because I'm just like, it's just things that...
To be fair, I won't sit in the middle because I don't want someone to sit next to me, so I'd rather sit on the end.
It's a sense of entitlement, honestly. Because I think someone who sits in the middle immediately is someone who also believes that someone should open a door for them. Do you know what I mean? Or someone that doesn't say thank you when you do open a door for them. It's like someone that just believes that this world is for them. Do you know what I mean? You're sitting in the middle, why? You know? I don't know, it's a sense of entitlement, man. You know, it's quite niche. But yeah, that's my
complaint. It's quite niche, yeah. Everything revolving around the train today.
It's my life.
Yeah.
You know, until I get my money up and I can get a car.
Amen.
Guys, please continue to stream this podcast. Anyways.
Fun my life. Thank you.
So that's my complaint of the day. What's your complaint of the day?
My complaint of the day is latecomers.
I wasn't late today, guys.
But like, I have a real thing about people that are like repeatedly late. I just don't like, that's you telling me you value your time more than you value mine. Yeah. That's my complaint, people being late. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's less annoying when it's like a group of people are meeting. Actually, no, two things. It's less annoying when a group of people are meeting and like, let's say one or two people are late, but you've got company because other people aren't late. It's really annoying when everyone's late and you're the only one on time. That's super annoying. But it also super annoying when it's just you and someone else and they're late.
I wasn't late today.
You weren't late today, but it wouldn't have mattered because I wasn't on my own.
But do you see the way she looked at me? Like,
but you're just asking for my complaint of the day and that is it.
Well, why did you look at me like that?
You weren't late today, but you were severely late.
To dinner. Okay, guys, I was late to dinner.
Like the past few, I think every single time I've linked up with you in the whole time I've known you, you've been late.
Do you know what my complaint of the day is?
No, you've had your complaints. No. You even had two complaints. You've hit your, you've hit your limit of complaints. So thank you, but no thank you. That's it. That's the end of this segment. Moving on to the next segment.
Guys, I feel like my friends have been really like attacking me of recent. And it feels like Uche is attacking me right now. And the thing is, guys, I was late to dinner, to be fair. To be fair to you, I was. I was severely late to dinner the other day. But you were not by yourself.
That's why I said.
Which was good.
But
she also was drinking. Guys, Rita is margarita.
Rita is she was eating so late all the time that it actually has got to a point where I give her the fake times.
Which I love. Yeah. I think that's a form of love, though. I appreciate fake times. Because I think when someone is sick, you help them. Do you get it? I don't get it. And the thing is, yeah, the thing about people who get onto people who are late, right, is that we all have our flaws. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all have these things that don't make us perfect. And mine definitely is timing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is my flaw. Like, I don't have a lot. I actually don't have a lot of flaws, actually. There's not a lot that people can complain about when it comes to me.
But lateness is a very bad...
It's a very bad one to have. It's big, but, you know, I try to keep it within a 15-minute window. And sometimes when it's out of my hands...
If you were only 15 minutes late ever, I'd be like, oh, fine.
Is this a therapy session?
It can be.
I don't want it to be. How about that? Yeah? Can we move on?
You asked for my complaint. We can unpack this
in your own time. Okay? Because she sat here with her scarf and her glasses and she's like, yeah, we really need to dig deep into like the reasons. Wait, sorry. Before we go on, this is actually very, very important.
Go on.
And it's just hit me. Okay? Guys, can we please have a moment of silence?
For?
1 minute, please. It'll be really important. For Emmanuel.
Who's Emmanuel?
My plant.
Oh yeah, you had to bury him.
On Sunday, the 28th of July, 2024, I unfortunately had to do that thing that no one ever really wants to do. You know, I had to make that decision to turn off the life machine on my plant, Emmanuel. Emmanuel has been with me for a long time. We've gone through so many times together. About 2.5 years. You know, and with Emmanuel, you know, when Emmanuel was dying, I used to play praise and worship music around him.
Did you?
To think that maybe that would bring him life.
Did you consider watering him?
I
Anyways, guys, I want to just have a moment of silence for Emmanuel. And the thing is, yes, people will ask, like, why is Uche not on the show? Why is Uche not on the show? And I hope it's been
guys,
10 minutes.
And I hope
that you know why Uche's not on the show. Anyways, I like a moment of silence.
Before we give our moment of silence.
This was Emmanuel's favourite song. I can't play the whole thing because on YouTube you can't play other people's music. But that's the one about na 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 na.
But can I just ask you, like,
it was really hard for me to let Emmanuel go. But Emmanuel had to go.
My condolences to you.
Thank you, thank you.
But did you ever consider, in the midst of praising and worshipping, a canister of water?
I did water Emmanuel. Okay, I watered Emmanuel. And the thing about plants is that sometimes water is not enough. Do you get it? Sometimes it's not a water.
So what do,
like,
they need?
Plants are very demanding and people don't really talk about it enough. And that's why, like, as a plant mom, yeah, when you have a
Four
plant.
More.
No, I've still got one more, Nova. Right? Nova is still alive and Nova's still growing.
Where's the photographic evidence?
Nova is in my room. I don't understand. Nova is in my room. Nova is still alive.
That's not what I asked you.
Nova is alive. And I've got a photo of Nova. Anyways, yeah. Like, honestly, I tried with Emmanuel. Like, it just, water sometimes isn't enough. I even put coffee in Emmanuel. Because apparently, I thought to myself, if coffee can wake me up, surely it can wake up a plant.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that sometimes some plants can be quite demanding. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because they need sunlight, but not too much sunlight. They need water, but not too much water.
Yeah.
You know, fought a long fight.
It's almost like the job isn't for everyone.
Do you have any plants?
I do.
I've never seen a plant in my life in your
house. I have a terrarium.
Where is this plant?
And and orchids.
Where is this plant that you speak of?
The terrarium's by the TV. And the orchid, there's usually orchid on my... I love orchids because they're low maintenance and I know how to look after them. They're very easy.
I ain't never seen a plant in your house in my life.
First of all, terrarium is like a hybrid.
So it's hidden.
An orchid is... No, dear. A hybrid.
Where is it?
It's by the TV.
And you never even speak about your journey or being a mother. Do you know what I mean? It's given you're not even proud because I never hear you speak about your plants. I speak about my plant Nova... And I've never heard you say, oh, yeah.
Are you a good mother?
What's your plant's name?
The orchid, the terrarium, actually, is called Primrose.
No, it's not.
I swear to you.
Really?
I swear. It was a gift, and the person was like, you should call it Primrose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the orchid, what's that called?
To be fair, my last orchid, sadly, did pass away.
Okay.
But I had her for a good 4 months.
Okay.
For a plant, that's a flower.
Okay.
Do you know how to look after flowers?
Let me tell you guys something. Yeah.
Do you know how to look after flowers?
There's just certain conversations. Like, I've had my plants, like, you know, Nova. I've had Nova for like 4 years. Do you know what I mean? When mothers are talking.
Show us.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to put when this episode is out,
yeah,
I'm going to put a picture of Nova in the corner.
Okay.
Because I don't have a picture right now.
What kind of mother doesn't have a picture of her kids?
Anyways, yeah.
Like I said, let's move on from this topic. We don't have good mothers in our midst.
What are your views on the fact that buses don't have seatbelts?
That is so interesting. Yeah. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
But it could be because of the size.
Yeah, I'm just like, that doesn't feel safe.
But a car is smaller.
Yeah, but coaches have seatbelts, right?
But do they enforce it? No.
They don't enforce it,
but I think it's more the impact of, like, if you were to go, the seatbelt is to stop you from
moving forward, God forbid,
going through the windshield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously you're closer to the windshield in a car. Whereas in a bus, you might just go down the gangway.
Yeah.
But I don't know for the fact. Yeah. But that's a very good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I was on the bus recently and I thought, I don't feel safe here.
Also, I don't take buses.
Fair, so it's not something that will even cross your mind.
That crosses my mind, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As for me,
I'm more of a train girly.
Yeah, sometimes I have to take the bus to my house. I'm like,
fair.
Why is there no seatbelts?
Fair, that's a good point. Yeah, right? That's a good point. There's no seatbelts on the train either.
And you know what should also be on the train? Cup holders.
That's a That's good.
Yeah, I feel like that would really...
But imagine on a packed train.
This is the thing. On the packed train, like on the central
line.
And
I know people in London just don't have sense. Your coffee will be there spinning on everyone and you're just looking around.
Yeah, like I don't know what's going
on. Not a care in the world.
Don't know what's happening.
You got hot coffee dripping on everyone's toes and they're just like, oh. Yeah, so maybe not for the best.
Maybe. But under
also,
my rulership.
Also, with the train, you know the way the trains jolt, like it just doesn't really make too much sense.
Yeah. Under my rulership though.
Under your regime.
Yeah, we'll have cup holders. And kids won't be able to sit on the train.
How are they supposed to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel upset, man. When I go on the train, it's packed. I'm like, oh, I need to sit down. I've been working. I've been running around. And I just see a child and just enjoying themselves sitting down. They've got more strength. They should sit on their parents' lap or stand.
That's on the refer back to what I said about bad parenting. And that's all. Like, let's move on from this one.
Do you think you're smart?
Yeah, but you're about to prove I'm not going.
No, I'm not. Do you actually think you're smart, though?
Yeah.
So why is it that round pizzas come in square boxes?
Okay. You can't put a square pizza in a square box. Also, ergonomically, it's probably easier in terms of how it closes to do it square, because the circle's going to fit in anyway. It's just open, close.
No, I actually wanted to know the answer. Yeah. I thought about it, and I was like, why is that the case?
Yeah.
You answered that quite swiftly. Maybe you're smart. That was good. If you could upload,
Afterlife.
No, because I was watching the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, would I want this? So basically in the show,
if
someone dies, right, they go, it's like they go to like a heaven, but the heaven is like a hotel.
Cute.
And then with
what's VR, this show called again?
Upload.
Good place. Oh, okay. No, go on.
So basically what you can do when a person, so if you have money, you can pay for them to go to this place and it's like a hotel. And basically if you put on these like VR glasses, you can have access to them anytime. And it's called upload. And like, they don't really disappear. So like, even the person that's dead, they can see their funeral. They can see everything that's going on.
And you still like, so they're not really dead.
They're dead.
Only physically.
Yeah, physically, but their spirit is still alive, but you can access it.
And you can talk to them.
And you can talk to them.
Then they're not really dead.
They are dead.
They're alive.
They're dead.
But you said you can talk to them.
Via VR.
So they're alive. To die is to be gone.
But they're changing the concept of what to die is in the show. And it's like you can still access them.
I think that's so cute in theory, but it's cute in theory, but I feel like it's harmful because then it, like, you never really let go and you never really move on.
And that's what I was thinking.
The only time it makes sense is like familial. But imagine like someone loses like the love of their life and they could just never move on with their life. Yeah.
But basically your spirit in the VR world, it gets to chill with them. You get to hang out. And
they're
then once you take
so
it off.
They're not dead.
Yeah, but it's just spirit. Like, you can't even physically touch. Like, if you, like, if I try to hold you, God, okay, not you.
Oh,
if I try to
hold
a person,
them,
you can't really, because it's like a spirit, but you still have access to them. It's very, very interesting.
I think they should limit it to family only.
Yeah, it's very, very weird. It's a good show, though.
What's it on Apple TV?
Amazon.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
It's quite good, but it's like, it's just, what the bit that was sad, I mean, they get to watch their funeral, right? And I mean, for me, I would like to see my funeral, actually. But
I would like to see my funeral.
I kind of want to, like, sometimes, I don't think about faking it, but I just think it would be quite nice. Yeah. You know, who's going to be bothered if I go? Do you know what I mean? I'd like to see it.
I think a lot of people probably wouldn't care if you go. I'm joking. Would be bothered, obviously.
Can you imagine?
That would be so humbling if you were like, I'm gone. Let me tap in and see what...
Let me tap in to see what's going on.
Candy's playing with her cat. You're on a bloody date.
Can you imagine?
Like, the only people with the crying are your parents.
Can you imagine?
I would literally be like, well.
I would just want to go for real. Because then it means that no one cares about me. It'd be like, just as I suspected. Y'all don't care about me.
Let me just be going on about my way. Their lives.
Going about their lives.
Yeah, crazy.
That
crazy
is stuff. So scary. But I would. There was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where he actually, like...
We will always find a way to work Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Because it's the best show ever. It's the best show ever.
What did you tweet the other day? I wonder what Larry would think about this.
Yeah, because Larry gets me. Me and Larry were 5 and 6. Yeah, we're 5 and 6. But yeah, in Curb Your Enthusiasm, this guy literally actually planned his funeral whilst he was alive. Mm. And it's like he wanted, like, he's like, I want to hear all the good things whilst I'm here. So instead of
how people feel about you.
Yeah,
stuff,
so he actually like planned the whole funeral. He was in his room watching it all on the screen.
Yeah.
People had speeches. Wow. People actually dressed up and went to it. And yeah, because he said,
I kind of hear that, but I might do that later in life when I'm getting older.
I think so. I think when I'm about 50, I'll be like, oh, guys, let's have a practice run.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? A bit morbid, but whatever.
It is.
I feel like you're tempting fate a little bit. Why are we doing dress rehearsal?
That's true, you know. Do you know what? Maybe I'll do it closer to death.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
90.
Yeah, knocking on death's door. I'm like, all right, guys.
When I've got my boarding pass.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Before you go through security.
About 93.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, guys, let's have a practice run. Let's see what it's going to be like.
What's tea?
You know, because I like to control a bit as well, actually. I think I lack a bit of control.
Do you think you're controlling?
A little bit, yeah.
Micromanager? Or more just controlling?
More just controlling. But it presents itself more in, like, just things that I want to, like, I get frustrated when things aren't going my way.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's in that kind of way.
Is everyone like that?
I don't know. It really, really gets to me. But I don't try to control people.
Oh, no, just situations.
Yeah. So I'm more like a situations. Like,
but in a way, that's by proxy of controlling people.
A little bit, innit?
Yeah.
But I control it quite well. See, that's a controlling thing.
Mm.
I don't even let it be.
So you're manipulative?
No, but I can be. Mm. I'm aware that I could be, so I don't. Yeah?
Self-awareness is king.
Yeah, when I was younger, though, I think I was definitely manipulative. Like, when I discovered I could, I was like, rah.
Said, this is my superpower.
What up?
Let's tap in.
Because people just aren't aware of the things that they give and the things that they say. So, like, I would clock what someone's saying and, like, what they need, especially with guys.
Mm.
You know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I like a girl that's this. I like a girl that's that. And I'm like, okay, bet. Let's get into character.
Oh.
And I'll just be exactly. And then.
Be your chameleon.
And then you. Someone get this girl off my show. Get this girl off my show. Right?
Is that not what chameleons do? They adapt to the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that to people.
Yeah. But I'm not manipulative. I try not to be anyway.
Okay.
You know?
Growth, progress.
That is growth.
Give God the glory.
Give God the glory. What does friendship mean to you?
Ooh, heavy.
Is that heavy? What does it like?
What does friendship mean to you is light?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
This girl has come to give me trouble.
No, what is it's so crazy because I was actually having this conversation. Was it this morning or yesterday about like the different layers of friendship and like what friendship means and how like friendship can be weaponized. I think maybe have we spoke about this just in recent time. You know when friendship's deep to me though. Mm-hmm. Like if I say someone's my friend, that's like my dog. So as I've gotten older, I've gotten better at like labeling people for what they are.
Yeah,
because you know, I think most people's defaults be like, oh, that's my friend. Or, oh,
yeah,
that's my
are you just
someone that you just went to college with?
Yeah
Do you know what I mean?
T,
haven't spoken to them in a couple years, that's not really your friend.
Yeah T.
But a friend to me is like you can bear all kind of thing in all environments, and I think this is what I'm like realizing as I'm getting older, because I've always been very lucky and very blessed. Like I went to a girls school, and I feel like obviously, I can only speak on girls' schools. I can't really speak on like mixed-gendered schools. But going to a girls' school, you really foster a great sense of like girlhood and friendship and like a bond. I feel like the bond that you get from girls' school, for me anyway, is just like, I just don't see how you can, it's like second to none.
Mm.
I have people that I'm still friends with from secondary school.
Right.
So that bond is really crazy because like when you're in school, when you're just around girls, you know, when you're around girls and like when you're around mixed groups, like it's just a different kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So that really was such a blessing for me. Like it really like formative in like how I view friendships and stuff. Then obviously I went to a mixed sick form, but even in that we still had like our core girl group.
Yeah.
And then in uni, I've just always had like a sisterhood, like in all walks of my life. I've never, like I'm not really alone. I like being on my own, don't get me wrong, but I love community.
Yeah.
And I've been very blessed in like every stage of my life. I've always had a strong sense of community and a strong sense of sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really helped me like appreciate what friendship is.
Mm.
And I think it was only later in life that I came to the realization that everyone doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And everyone doesn't approach friendship in the same way. And everyone isn't like, I think me and my friends, we do friendship in a very specific way. Like even like us lot, we do friendship in a very specific way. And like when I've met people in adulthood, it's like a, you can really tell the difference when someone has sisterhood versus when they don't.
Yeah.
And not to say like it's bad if you don't, but it's just so interesting because I'm naturally an oversharer. And I think it creates like a false sense of closeness with people and like a false comfortability with people and like people feeling like, oh, you know, like, oh, like Rita's my friend.
Yeah.
And like, I tend to feed into that. I think in order to have like friendship and be like, that's my friend, there's just certain bare alls that you should, like for me, I would have gone through that person to be like, yeah, that's my dog. Like, I can't really vouch for anyone 100% because everyone's just who they are.
Yeah.
Everyone like, if you told me Rita did a madness, I'd be like, that's my sis. I support her rights and her wrongs. I'm gonna stick beside her 100%. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't be like, I'd be like, really, did you do that?
Yeah.
But it's always like, oh, Rita, like, I heard this. Did you do this kind of thing? Rather than point blank, no.
Yeah, fair.
So yeah, I just think sisterhood is, friendship is very, very deep to me, like super, super deep. And I just feel like, I don't know, again, as I get older, I'm just realizing that everyone isn't a friend. And also, I'm not a friend to everyone.
And this is the thing,
isn't
it?
You can't show up for everyone in the same way.
This is the thing, yeah. That's the bit that's quite tough.
Yeah.
You literally can't show up to everyone in the same way. And it's so weird because every time I feel like, oh, I'm in the zone with all my friends. I'm really trying with each person. I really do try.
Make an effort, yeah.
But then there's always someone that's like, you ain't been there for me. This has been going on. You didn't know. And you're just like, oh my God. Like,
so I have that
know.
Less now, thank God.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, it's not like a lot, but it's really tough because I feel like I spent like my 20s not really like embracing friendship the way that I should have. But at the same time, I couldn't. Do you know what I mean? And like, I've had to like, in my mind, just kind of be like, not be hard on myself.
Yeah, because
I forget like what my life was like and who that person was. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it was just, it's only people who were like friends of me in like my early 20s. Like, you know, like Israel, he'll be like, Vita, you don't understand. This is what you're doing. And I'm like, oh shit, you're right.
Yeah,
like, there was just no way. You know what I'm saying? There was just me, I didn't have one friend in my 20s, especially my early 20s, that we were doing the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So my friends were at uni.
Yeah.
It chilling, enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
But I was doing payroll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People weren't doing businesses back then.
And this is what I was going to say. Friendship compatibility is also very important.
Do you know what
important.
I mean? Yeah. Very, 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 very important. So I feel like for me, friendship means so much to me, even more so now, because I spent some of my 20s like really jealous of like people who had sisterhood. Do you know what I mean? It's not to say I didn't, like I did, but it always felt like I was really, I found it didn't come natural for me. Do you know what I mean? Because I felt like I couldn't bear all, not because they didn't want me to, but because I was like, it was like a me thing.
And that was going to be my next point about like the compatibility, because what I found is, although I'm an oversharer and like I'm very receptive to friendship, it creates that false sense of closeness.
Yeah.
Where it's like, is this person actually just a friend, or are you just like, I don't know, always talking about boys, or like just always go out together, or like whatever it is.
Right, exactly.
So I think also understanding like what I need a friend to be for me as well.
Exactly. And that's where I was at. I was like, I would think that we're friends, but then they will show me, no, we just go out together. Do you know what I mean? And then I'll think we were friends, but it's like, no, I only like you because of what you can give me. I only like you because
triggering.
I only want to be around you because you have a successful salon and I want to be seen with you. Do you know what I mean?
Damn,
so it's like elements of that creeping up, which created like, it was really difficult to have trust. So I would say, because I guess my next question was going to be like, have I taught you anything about friendship? But also there's stuff that you've actually taught me about friendship. And I feel like being friends with you has actually helped me.
You're gonna make me cry. Well, thank God I'm not wearing makeup.
But I feel like being friends with you has probably made me like a better friend all round.
Aww,
do you know what I mean?
Thanks,
because babe. I feel like you're very, like what you mentioned, like you're very like sisterhood. You're very like, oh, opening up. You ask, oh my God, this girl asks so many flipping questions. It will actually drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot tell this girl one thing without her giving you, oh, okay, and what was that like? Oh, da 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 da. And whilst it is annoying, it's really good because it makes you like open up and like feel safe to like talk about yourself and like really get into it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of my friendships weren't really like that before. So I feel like meeting you and just having that thing of like, let's hang out and just that freeness.
Yeah, yeah.
Has made me like kind of translate that into like other friendships, you know, and being very like no, let's talk about it. Oh, let's do this. And now I feel like my friendship, I do feel like it's a, it's like I have the friendships that I was jealous of in my 20s. Yeah. I have it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which is like really nice.
That's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's National Friendship Day, guys. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm like,
that's why we're talking about friendship. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, I just think it's like, I just think it's just really nice. Yeah. The sisterhood element of things, you know? And it's just hard because it also feels like a relationship.
It
And that's the bit I forget.
It does, but you know what? Like, and this is when I know like some friendships like kind of come into the end, because I do feel like with sisterhood, you do get that closeness of like, because you literally talk about, well, with my, like with my close friends, nothing is off the table. Like you can talk about anything, everything, open it up. And that really is like, the only other kind of dynamic you would get that in is if people are fortunate, parents, siblings, or relationships.
Yeah.
So it really does like mirror that relationship that you'd have with like a partner.
Yeah.
But I think because of that, I've had friendships in the past where it feels like, it starts to feel like, like I'm actually not your man. Like I'm actually not your, I'm not in like the playful way that we say it, like, oh, I'm in the way where it's like,
no, I'm this, not your
this
man.
This is actually
for real.
Very like, it's getting to like an unhealthy stage in there. Yeah. That's when I kind of be like, okay, I feel like, and also like being okay with outgrowing friendships. That was something that I really struggled with. Probably in my mid 20s, because I'd never lost friendship. I'd never had like a friendship breakup. I'd never not been friends with people. I'm like, now I'm at the age where I don't really care of like your opinion is your opinion. Like I don't like everyone. Everyone's not going to like me. It is what it is. Yeah. But in my mid 20s, particularly people that I was really, really close with, I really struggled with like that being of like being misunderstood.
Yeah.
Which I think can kind of creep up in friendships, which is maybe that's why I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because to love someone, sisterhood is to know them.
Yeah.
So it's like in order to know people, you have to really be able to like, ask those questions, get deep, get close. And to anyone as well, because like I have people that I'm really close with now that like, you know, when I first kind of would be meeting them, it would be like, even my friends of over 20 years who've also had like friendship journeys of like, you know, phases where they probably felt like their community wasn't where they would like it to be. And like kind of doing that work of externally looking at other friendship groups and looking at other communities and feeling that sense of like envy of, oh, I wish I had that kind of community. But you get out of it what you put in.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people, I know there's this discussion about like, what is it? The difference between like low maintenance, high maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm just like, not that a friendship should be high maintenance.
I don't believe in that.
But it should, it does require maintenance.
Bro.
Like, having community does require, work. It means, and actually Martha, shout out to Martha, love her. But I think she really taught me that lesson. And sometimes you will be uncomfortable in the sense of like, if someone asks you to do something, oh, can you do this for me? Part of friendship, like she really thrives when people ask her, can you do something for me? Because she's like, every time someone asks me, that's an opportunity for me to bend over backwards for someone I love.
Exactly.
And then that's how you really like build that kind of. So I really like learned that from her. Because like, I haven't always been the most like, how do you say? Selfless, for example. I'm not necessarily something I'd had to really, 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 work on.
Yeah.
Being selfless is not something that comes naturally to me, but it's that whole thing of like, this is an opportunity for you to trying to flex that muscle,
or
like work on that element of yourself that you, it's not necessarily the strongest thing in you.
And it feels mad uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Sometimes you just don't want to. I just don't want to.
Even like making plans with people. I used to be so notorious for this, making plans with people. And then just like when it comes to it, just feeling like, oh,
this is long.
Like this is long. But it's like, no, you already agreed to it.
Just go. Get and more time, go. You have a good time. Every
time. You have a great time.
Every time you don't want to do it.
Just go.
That's when you actually have the best time.
Yeah.
But I loved what you said about you put it, you have to like put in the work.
Yeah.
Because I think that was really, that was mainly my issue. Yeah. My issue was literally like, just not really putting in what I would want. And I would forget.
Yeah.
So like it will come to my birthday, for example.
Oh, Lord.
And I'll be like, oh shit. you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if no one messaged me because actually,
because you didn't
other people's birthdays. Oh. I had in my mind I wanted to order them flowers or get them this, but I'll just forget. And now it's my birthday, and I'm like, man, they're just not going to do anything for me, are they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But why would they? Yeah. Because I haven't really done anything for them. Yeah, and not to say that that's what, you know, sometimes like life can be really gracious and it's not like, oh, I do this for you, that means you're going to do it for me. It's not. Yeah. It's not that. Yeah. But I had to really be honest with myself and sit down and be like, okay, I'm saying I want this kind of friend, but am I that kind of friend to anyone? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can be so in my world, especially when I was younger, like, you know, naturally selfish. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, can anyone really rely on me? Like, really, like, if we put all the jokes aside, can I actually, like, be relied upon?
But you are and very reliable. Like,
thank you. I've really worked on that.
Yeah, you are very reliable. I think you're a very reliable friend.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've really worked on it. So I just think that even if anyone's listening and they're like, oh, I really want a community. Oh, I really want this. I really want that. I just feel like it's never too late to build it. Because it always feels like, oh, I need friends from secondary school, which I do have. We're blessed that we do have our friends.
Yeah, we're lucky.
But if you're in that space where you don't, it's not too late.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even if you're like, you're 35, you're 40, you're 45, like, you can still try and be a good friend.
100%. It's never too late. And also, you can always spin the block on old friendships.
Hey, you want to grab a coffee?
Yeah, like, it's been a while, let's catch up.
It's been a while, let's catch up.
Only if it makes sense, though, because there's like, for me, there's people that I'm so happy to see you, like, socially.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily extend to go and, like, catch up, not because there's any, just because I just don't feel like we have that much to talk about outside of social settings.
It's awkward,
isn't it? It's like, and I've actually stopped saying that because before I'd be like, oh my god, like, we should
catch up.
I'm just not saying that anymore because I don't want to.
But then it's like, I don't know how to end a convo sometimes.
So good to see you. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. Why does it have to be let's catch up?
Well, the person's like, when?
Like, oh, like, whenever. Oh, what did I see? Oh my god, what does someone say online? They were like, when someone says to you, like, something like that, it's just like a, but isn't it so nice how we only see each other in these settings? Something like that.
Bro, if someone said that to me, when I said, I'll be like,
let's all live in realism. Like, let's all live
it's
in
so
reality.
It's so nice how I always see you in
isn't
these
it always settings? So nice how we just it's always so nice. Get to catch up in these settings?
And it's like, but can't we catch up over coffee?
No. You know how hard it is to keep up with all the friendships already on your plate?
I even said I'm actually closing the borders, low-key.
But low-key, this is actually why. So we have like a, we low-key have like a new, it's, I would say it's like a newish friendship group.
Yeah.
But what I realised the other day is that it's just a combination of all my friends that I've just, that are all familiar with each other. They all know each other. They're all familiar with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I think I just did one games that one time. I said, all you man come through.
And that's it.
And now we just hang out as a group.
And that's how you create a new friendship group. Throw games nights. I feel like people don't throw enough games nights anymore.
But I feel like we stay in my ecosystem. I feel like my ecosystem is pretty good at doing things outside of clubbing events. And do you know what I mean? I feel like we're quite good at being like, oh, let's all do this.
Let's go to the park. Let's do this. Let's do that. Yeah.
And I think that's another testament of friendship is like actually making plans to do things and not just relying on. Oh, you know, we'll all be at this event or we'll all do
it.
Because you don't really get to bond. Yeah,
you can't bond at a party. Which, even though thinking about a party, though, I feel like I need to really go out. I was thinking about it the other day. I don't think I've had
I went to slow jams.
Yeah, I haven't had like a proper like...
outside.
Proper night, though, of just like free. So the other day I went to salsa.
Wait, before we get into salsa, we literally went to Legacy.
Yeah, but it wasn't like...
Like an out,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah,
like
a,
you know when you have like a night and you're like, oh my God, that was so
fun.
The next day, there's
the
so much gist.
Yeah, the gist.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's so much gist. It's like, oh,
okay,
the tea.
Why didn't you come to slow jams?
I never know
you
when
don't
slow jams
come in. Whenever I ask Rita, one thing about Rita, if you ask her to come somewhere and she's not in the mood, when the day eventually comes, she'll be like, oh, why did I say no to this? Oh, why didn't I want to do this?
Do you know what it is, guys? Like, I get so tired of, like, seeing the same
people. Yeah, you did say this.
So it's not even, like, my friends. Like, seeing my actual friends, I'm like, oh, what up? I love it.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, the outside of our friends, it's, like, the same faces.
Yeah, it is the same faces.
Same people. And it's like, how am I going to find a lover in this space?
Oh, is that what it is?
It's just not that I'm going out, just but it's like, how do you meet new people when it's the same people every single time?
No, it's true. It's,
do you know what I mean? It's just like, and I
London
enjoy
is
getting
very,
to know new people.
London is so small.
It's so small, but there's so many different things happening. Do you know what I mean?
Even like, the low key. Even thingy that we bumped into. Okay, so we were out the other day for dinner with our big up our LA babe.
Oh,
LA
yeah.
babe in London.
Yes.
So we went out for dinner. We like, that was really cute. She picked a really cute spot. It was almost really like nice. A jazz.
It was beautiful.
Live
yeah.
music. And it the was food great. Was so good. Oh, the food was amazing. Yeah. It was a really, we can't obviously like, it was just a really nice spot basically. And I don't want to say it because actually that will become my new date spot.
She don't want to be caught in 4K.
I just want to be low key. Right, cool. So after we went to this thing, our friend from LA was like, actually your friend as well, that we all hung out together in LA.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so there was a friend of Rita that we all hung out together in LA, and our friend from LA was like, oh, she's messaging her, she's out, like, should we all go link up with her? We mm-hmm. were like, let's go.
Yeah.
That guy that we happened to meet, whose event it was.
Oh yeah?
Mad Mutuals. That's what I mean about it's a small, yeah. So we met this guy at the
good
door.
Good looking guy.
Yes. Oh, super cute, super tall, very cool looking.
Yeah. A vibe.
Yeah, I liked his aesthetic.
He was
cute or whatever.
Yeah.
Looked through the mutuals, hella mutuals.
But the thing is, yeah, I'm at the age where I don't care.
This is what I'm saying, but there's even anywhere you go, there's going to be familiar faces. Yeah. That's essentially what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's familiar faces and there's just like the same faces. That it's like, yeah, I'm just, sometimes I'm just bored of it. I just want to see something new. So I went salsa the other day.
Do tell us, because you didn't voice note me.
Yes, I do need to voice note you. Yeah. But yeah, I went salsa the other day and it was just so nice. And I didn't know anyone there, right? And people were just there having a great time. You know how we complain about like, yeah. oh, people don't dance Stand, in the club anymore. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Was it a salsa lesson or
so
a salsa
we did a salsa
club?
Lesson? Yeah. And then it went into like people just doing salsa, nice. And it was just nice. Amazing. Nice. Like I could just stare forever, and like people would just like go up to someone randomly and be like, and they'll do the most, you know, all this salsa, all this
Lovely.
Movement, and then at the end they'll hug each other and they'll say thank you and then just move on.
Lovely.
And I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, that's so
And they
nice.
Just all know the moves. And it was just like the concentration on the faces.
So you're going to go again?
I have to go again.
Yeah, it sounds like your kind of vibe.
Bruh, it was just so much fun. Like, because no one cared.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone was dancing, like really dancing and just having like a really good time.
Fun.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, fun.
This is amazing. It was such a fun date. Like, it was just so like free.
We're
just dancing and we're just moving, and even though I can't dance and you can't dance, we're just gonna dance anyway.
Yeah,
you're feeling
yeah.
the music, and the music never ended. Every time I thought that the music was gonna stop and I was about to start clapping, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, they're doing a little
Vibes.
Shoulder thing, a little leg thing, and it was just ambiance.
Not the little leg.
Do you know what I mean? It was just so nice. And sometimes my rhythm in my mind, I didn't find my legs. Do you know what I mean?
But it's all part of the...
But you had fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like in my life right now, that's actually what's missing. I feel like the job that we do is very much like, even when we're going to events, it's work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, where is the space to just try new things and just enjoy? And it's not even content. Do you know what I mean? It's just like living. And I think what was great about watching everyone there, it was like, it's a Sunday night. And it's just people from different places, by the way. Like you had like black people, Latin people, white people, like... I saw one Asian girl, the way she was moving her hips, I said, wow, Asia. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I am sick of you.
Bro, I could not. Nah, this
she
woman
could be
was
Afro-Asian.
She wasn't. This woman was very Asian.
Oh.
And she was moving her hips, like the hips were boom, 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 boom. I said, wow. And I just loved that, because I was like, wow, these men have work tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe
right
they
now,
don't.
Or maybe they don't.
Maybe
but
they
right
don't.
Now in this moment,
they're just enjoying.
It felt like we were in Peru.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we were just having a great time. And I was like, this is what, in my life, I feel like I need that balance of just like seeing people that I don't know.
Mm.
It's not like a moment. It's not like an event. Mm. It's not like content. It's just doing something that's fun, allowing my brain to like learn something new, discover something new, and actually feel like I'm living. Do you know what I mean? Because I just feel like more time... I'm here, but am
are
I,
you really here?
Am I here?
Yeah, I feel you.
Do you know what I mean? Am I really here?
Yeah, I feel you.
And I'm just over that, you know? There's just this impulse in me that I just want to like, I just want to be free.
Mm.
Not that I'm not free, but...
I feel you.
It reminds me of that Alicia Keys song. Sometimes I feel like a cage bird or something like that.
That one,
it's a really good song.
Is it from the one with Empire State of Mind, that album?
No, it's from like her first album.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not a cage bird. I think that's a bit dramatic.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I do feel quite free.
I love this for you because I feel like this is more in line with like the kind of social space you're in right now.
Yeah.
Just being a bit more free.
And I like meeting new people. And like, even in South class.
A quick segue, right? So I'm like, oh, I might potentially like, you know, I've got a family holiday coming up. And I was like, you know, like after the end of my family holiday, I might just like spend a couple days, seeing as I'm already in that part of the world, and go somewhere else on my own. And I was like, my whole thing is whenever like people talk about solo trips, they're always like, oh, but it's fine because like you can meet people and like you get to talk to people and all da-da-da. My overarching thought is, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And in my head, I just think that's what Rita will do. Like, she'd be out here making... But if someone came up to me, because I'd feel like people love to go and speak to, like, people who are on their own, I would just be like, oh, no, like, I'm just here with my friend.
Yeah. One thing about me...
I hate talking to people. I'm like, I don't want to talk.
I've been making new friends. You know me in a coffee shop.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, and your chronicles yesterday, and I was like, I can just imagine you in...
They asked me to take a picture of them, the group.
The one that broke up.
No, so guys, yesterday I was in a coffee shop and I really hit the jackpot, honestly.
She was next to a group of old, middle-aged...
Old, middle-aged, white, rich women. And honestly, I was like, God,
what were
thank
they talking
you.
About? What was it just...
Oh, I mean, someone in their group's getting divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they hated the husband anyway, so they're quite pleased about it.
I feel like that's going to be my destiny.
Yeah, they're quite happy.
I feel like that's going to be my destiny.
They're like, oh, yeah, man.
Like, I'm so glad now we can be really honest about how
they're like, so glad that, you know, that they divorced, you know what I mean? And they were talking about, like, you know, places that they go to travel, and now they're upset because now it's getting popular. You know, I think they were talking about Madeira or something like that. Oh, and they were like, oh, it's getting popular. And it used to just be for old people. But now young people have discovered it. They weren't happy about that. Then they were talking about Botox, you know.
Oh, really? And how they get Botox.
Only one of them did, actually.
Oh, fair.
And then the other one was like, oh, yeah, I've never done anything. And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, I can tell.
Alrighty, well, that concludes today's...
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was like,
you could benefit from
And it was interesting because you're really only as old as you present yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And they were all the same age. Yeah. I think they were all about 45.
It's not even old.
It's not old.
I was thinking you were talking about 60s.
No. They're like 45, 50.
Yeah.
And one of them literally looked like she was in her 30s. And it's only because of her outfit. Like, her outfit was
very
just
chic.
Very chic. Whereas the other ladies, you can just tell they just... They didn't
threw
care.
On, yeah.
They just threw it on. They didn't give a heck. Do you know what I mean? They just didn't give a heck, honestly. And I was just like, wow. But I just love that. I just feel like that's like my future. Just going to the coffee shop.
Yeah, very Sex and the City.
Yeah, it's very Sex and the City. It's very Desperate Housewives. Oh, and very Desperate happened to be a group that they all lived in the area. So it was very Desperate Housewives-y.
I really want that for my future.
Yeah.
I want to be in close proximity
100%
to my people.
100%. I need to be like within like 20 minutes max.
Yeah.
You know?
Close proximity.
Yeah. I don't want to be like 45 minutes away, man. Come on.
Or to an hour.
Come on.
Lord.
Who's going to babysit these kids?
Mind you, my mother is right there.
No, but sometimes you're just like, oh, what are you doing, Ooch? Oh, yeah, can I drop off?
No, because I'm going out too. Like, no, you can't go anywhere. Like,
can I drop these off? Talking about kids, yeah? If your baby was swapped at birth.
Oh, God.
And it had been 8 years. Mm. Would you want to know?
Yeah.
Really?
Run me about my child.
Would you take the child back?
I think it's a very complex situation.
Very complex.
I feel like, you know what it is? I think the parents will come together and have a conversation. Mm. But I think it's a thing where if you do decide to keep the child that you were given at birth, I think it's a thing where now as a family, you now have to become a blended family.
Yeah.
Because you never want that child to get to a point where they're like, okay, but you knew this whole time, you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
If it's like you've already bonded with the child at that point,
it's
really too late to swap and like disrupt their lives, their school, friends, blah, blah. That's okay. It's a thing where they just now become best friends.
Oh, it's tough though, isn't it? Could you imagine?
That's the suing that I would sue.
Are you crazy? My baby was swapped at birth.
Oh, it's over for that.
And it's been
hospital.
8 years.
It's over.
And it's weird because imagine that you're looking at a child and thinking, I knew something was up.
But you didn't.
You look at my child like,
kids, when they're babies, they do look similar.
They look alike. You have to put
but
like
that's
a
what they're saying. You shouldn't
them.
Separate. There's no reason. I've said this the other day. The midwife was saying there's no reason why you should be separated from your child when you give birth unless there's a complication.
Yeah, because it's actually true.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think, you know, I look at my parents and I think, how do you know I'm really yours? Do you know what I mean? What if I'm not?
You look exactly like your father. No dangers of any complications there. Yeah.
Because also it's like, am I really the age that you say I am?
That's the one thing I think.
know what I mean? Because I'm like, it was a different
reminds
time.
Reminds me of
back
them. Do you watch Ghost?
No, Ghost.
Ghost Power Book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one dinner scene. She's not your fucking auntie, Zeke. And you're not 19. The only thing he cared about was that I'm too old for the leak. I said, sir, you just found out that this woman is your mother.
And he's like,
and you're talking about, I can't go to the leak. He had to go. You had to.
Could had you to just get imagine that, though? Oh, I'll be so happy, though. If my mom called me and she was all like, and by the way, Rita, you're actually 25. I'll be like, I knew it.
I was wondering where exactly that was going.
What are you
joking
me?
And I didn't think that's where it was going.
I was like, I knew it.
Knew what?
I knew that I was younger than I am.
How did you know?
There ain't no way I'm the age that I am. The way that, honestly, sometimes I walk around, I wake up.
Why didn't you do it something that was like a realistic timeline?
Yeah, maybe like I'm 30.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up, I look around and I say, what?
Really? That was so lame. That was so lame, wasabi coded. Really?
I just think, like,
it's the strongest she's like, surely this can't be it.
What is going on? Like, what is actually going on? I just don't know what's going on. Nothing really.
No, but mood.
Nothing really makes sense. No. I'm just like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If your life was a TV show.
Don't let Dami Hope hear this. Dami is on this thing where he's like, we need some. The other day I went to Wimbledon and everyone I was with was from reality. Mm-hmm. So there was like someone from Too Hot to Handle, Love Island, Made in Chelsea. Mm. And I was like, I looked around the table, I said, oh my God, I'm the only person here not from reality. Yeah. And he's like, but the way your life is, you do need your own show.
Yeah, to be honest. Honestly, and the thing is, yeah, you guys are so lucky.
You don't have to be subject.
You're so lucky that Uche is mysterious. Because let me tell you something. Uche's life is a TV show. And the thing is,
it's a horror film.
But the thing is, I feel like I live in a TV show. But I feel like if our, both of our shows were in the charts, we'll be going head for head. Did you get it? Like, you would be like, you know, like Scandal.
You would clear me. You would clear me. Sorry.
You know when Shonda Rhimes, like,
had like back-to-back Thursday night.
What's the show called?
How to Get Away with Murder.
How to Get Murder and Scandal. That's me.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
No, don't do me like that.
Oh.
Don't do me. This season, I might be top 20.
Oh, you're top 10, baby.
No.
Like, honestly, like, our lives are definitely
TV shows.
You want
to go horror for horror?
You want to go horror
Bad
for
band?
Bass boss?
No, absolutely
Bass
not.
Bass boss?
No.
What, you guys are so lucky that she's so mysterious. If she was an oversharer, Lord.
God forbid.
Can you imagine?
Giving my enemies ammunition.
And this is
ammunition? Oh,
sometimes
no.
I will film a video and I'll think, oh, so my enemies can win.
I can't share that.
Unfortunately, I cannot share that. Even if it means it will go viral. I'm not going viral for showing
if
my
I
nash.
If I said some of the things that have happened to me this year alone.
1 million an hour. No, 1 million an hour.
I'd be getting Madeline RG numbers.
Yeah.
Those numbers were crazy. But
do you know
course?
What though? I got into that drama though.
I can't tell if it's authentic or not.
I can't tell, but honestly, she did a video on YouTube, right?
Oh, she did a YouTube as well?
Yeah, she did a YouTube video. We're talking about Madeline and Central C.
That Ice Spice palaver.
Yeah. So she did a video, and the video was on 1.1 million views, and she's just talking. I said, what the hell is she talking about that's got 1.1?
Oh, is that how you found it?
That's
you
how
didn't
I
see
found
the TikToks?
It.
No.
Oh. So I saw the video. I said, wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drama going on. But that's what happens when you date rapper.
The thing is, right, most of the young people with huge followings are very open.
Yeah.
And people are very receptive to like openness online.
Yeah, 100%.
People love gist.
They love gist. But I can't do that.
Like, I went on a brand trip with this girl. Really, I think she was like 19. Mm. She had like 10 million followers on TikTok. I was like, how do you even, maybe she was 19. I was like, how do you even get to that?
10 million.
She was like, she stopped going to school when she was 15.
Yeah.
And she would just be online, chronically online, just talking about every single detail of her life.
Jesus.
Every single detail of her life, like boyfriends, friendships, she'd be in school, like everything. And I just thought, wow.
The thing is, I would love to do that, but the problem is that I don't remember. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do have bad memory.
Like, I just feel like... Yeah, I feel like even if I was to sit to try and be like, okay, guys, so this is what happened with my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't... It's like...
It wouldn't be coherent.
It wouldn't be coherent. Yeah. And, like, there's certain things that I actually have deleted on purpose.
For my mental health.
For my mental health. So I don't even want to think about it. And do you know what? I have to say, this year hasn't been too bad, actually, to be honest. You know, if my life was a TV show right now, they'll probably be like, oh, this season's a bit dry.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like... Mm. I think so. It's not exciting. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, it's not that exciting. It's not filled with lust and drama and, you know,
lie again. Go ahead and lie again for me.
It's just not. Yeah, it's just, I don't think so. You think? She's looking at me.
See how I'm silent. I wish Candy was here.
She's looking at me like I'm crazy, guys.
Candy be like, you mentally ill? He went to Leo.
It just doesn't feel like there's been a lot of, like, you know, like oomph. You know? Wow. Maybe I'm wrong. That's what I mean about this memory, Cher.
It's definitely
something
about
this memory.
Yeah.
But I've started dating again, which is fun. That's been really
fun. All my friends are like,
yeah.
All, if not a large percentage of my friends are.
Yeah. We're just back in these dating streets.
Going
and
for
do you know
it.
What? It has not been bad.
Yeah, you've been.
It hasn't been bad, you know? It's been very, like, okay.
You're one of my most open friends when it comes to dating.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I do it for the... I feel like it's my job. I have to let the people know.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. What do you mean by that, though?
Like, I feel like you're really open. If you compare yourself to someone like me or even someone like... To be honest, the only other person that's, like, more open than you, I'd probably say is... I feel like Candy's quite open. Mm. Yeah, just more, like... receptive to dating, going on dates, meeting new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're really, that's what I mean by opening up. You're really receptive to, like, the process of dating.
It's tough though, guys, because actually I'm starting to think, am I the problem?
Why? What happened?
Just in terms of, like, there is something to be said about the patterns that we're used to, you know?
In a partner.
When you are dating,
yeah.
Right? I think there is an element of sometimes liking a bit of a challenge. Not on purpose.
Oh, right.
So just because, let's say, if you're used to dating avoidance and you're used to this whole, like, oh, does he like me, does he not? Does he like me, does he not? And you're kind of used to that chase, even if it's subconscious. And it might not be something you would like, but it's just something you've always done.
You're just drawn to that.
I think that when someone isn't like that, and they're like, oh, no, I want to see you again, da-da-da-da, I think it takes being very, like, intentional and being like, okay, I will see you again, you know? Like, and not, you know, even, like, things like, you have your evenings, right? When you're single, you're very used to, like, having your time and how you do things, especially in the beginner stage when you're not, like, in love with them yet. So it's like, I'm watching a show, but you're calling me. But baby, I'm watching the show, but I can pause it. You know?
I don't want to.
But I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to.
But it's like, in order
but
to,
like... if I like you bad, I probably will pause it.
Yeah, but in order to, like, really form that relationship, it obviously takes, like, nurturing in the beginning stages. And even to just get to like someone, it takes actually getting to know them. So I think that stage for me can be a little bit difficult because it's like, oh, this could actually be something. Do you know what I mean? And the idea of, like, getting the thing that you want, even though you want it, it can still be scary. So it's like being, like, cautious of it, you know? Because sometimes you can kind of self-sabotage a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
I can see how people can self-sabotage something they want. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
But I think my whole thing around that self-sabotaging, like, notion is always to, like, challenge your thoughts. And I always say this to people, I'm like, exactly. You have to challenge your thoughts.
100%.
Because I feel like it's easy to be up here, like, running away with, like, certain, like, narratives or certain things that the person's doing or, like, what they're not doing or, like, how you expect them to present themselves versus how they actually are showing up. And sometimes it's just, and this, again, is why I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the process of, like, challenging the reality that's up here and the reality that's
in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing with dating.
Yeah.
And another thing I've, like, noticed, like, in modern dating is I think too often men and women, they kind of put themselves in certain situations or like, they might not say certain things because they don't want to change how the dynamic is. Even though it's like, okay, let's say you're dating someone, you really like them, But you know, you're getting to that point now where it's kind of a bit like, okay, like, really enjoy your company, really enjoy where this is going.
Mm.
But it's that thing of, if I ask them, are you dating other people? Or if I'm like, oh, like, what's kind of like the next? It's also open up yourself to the fact that they may be like, I'm not ready for that with you. So sometimes
that's the tough bit.
People are more, I find, happy to stay in like that limbo.
Yeah,
rather than just being like, I don't think you're like that.
I think I do prefer, it takes me a minute.
Yeah.
Because I think actually, I need to create some more rules in my life.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I just think that like there's some people that they just have, okay, two dates, da-da-da, da-da-da. Do you know what I mean? And I think I'm very...
Go with the wind.
I'm very much go with the... It's really interesting. Like, I'm very much like, let's see the scope of this. Let's see where this can go.
Mm.
And it's like, sometimes it allows you to like waste time, really. So even though like you... seeing where something goes with someone, it's not necessarily stopping me from doing that with someone else. Do you know what I mean? But it's very much like, it just festers this very strong delusion that you don't really need, where it's like, actually, if you have a rule that's like, okay, after 1 month or after 2 months, if I don't know what this is, we have to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it takes bravery, because like what you said, as soon as you have that conversation with someone, you're at risk of that things dynamic changing. Because if like you guys are super, super close and you're doing like, you know, datey things, but you're not dating, and now we're like, okay, what's good? Like, are we this?
Yeah.
That's gonna change.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it has to change. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in like a sticky situation.
But better for it to change if it needs to than for you to go on for longer. And then like the more invested in it you are, it then gets another crossroad where, okay, let's say you eventually have that conversation. The person's like, I'm not kind of where you are.
Yeah.
And then I find that people, men or women, then put themselves in another limbo where you're trying to foster a friendship with someone that you don't actually want to be friends with, but you don't want to lose them. But if you just had certain conversations at like different points, like trying to have at that point, it's like, I'm less invested. So, okay, cool. Like you do, you kind of like, I'm less attached to where this goes. Like, I'm just telling you, that's why as soon as like you start feeling like, okay, cool. Obviously within reasonable, that after 2 weeks, then be asking me like,
what's good?
What's good? Cause I'm gonna be like,
nothing.
Put the gun down. Yeah. But I feel like if enough time has passed, I was literally having this conversation with my friend the other day. If enough time has passed and you're getting feelings, you're spending a lot of time with them, you're essentially dating, I'm just like, how have you not had a conversation about, if you're dating other people? Even sometimes it's as easy as just being like, I really enjoy spending time with you. I'm not spending time with anyone else. Are you in the same place? And then you kind of give yourself the autonomy to be like, okay, maybe I should like,
kind of same.
Widen my net a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're like, you know what, actually, I'm actually enjoying spending time with you too.
Yeah. Scary though.
But stop trying to force friendship with people that you are in love with. You're guys, only hurting yourselves.
Guys, it's very tough. Yeah, I'm closing the borders though. No more guy friends for me. Wrap it up. Because the thing
did
is,
did you have a lot of male friends though?
They love being my friends so bad. I'm like, I'm not even that great for friends.
I wish I had. I feel like men never want to be my friend.
Oh, they never want to be your friend. But I
have a friendship. Delete.
I have a lot of guy friends. But I love having guy friends.
Oh,
they're such great guys. Like my guy friends.
Yeah. Same actually. So I love my people. Solid.
I love my guy friends so much. And I love the fact that like we are definitely never getting together. Do you know what I mean? Like, we know what time it is.
The homie. Like, that's my bro. That's my brother.
And that's hard for someone like me, you know, to actually get to that point of accepting we're not. Because in my mind, there's a bit of like, oh, what if it's like friendship to lovers?
Yeah.
And one day we wake up.
I have a few friends that live in a real like movie.
Yeah, it's
like genuinely live their life. Like
go for coffee and then it's like, you go for coffee, yeah? And then you both say something.
Can I just say, it is no coincidence that everyone in my life that's like this also pursues a career of a similar... And that's what I'm going to say on that one.
Anyway, I know that God is going to hear me anyway. And like, I just think when I meet my person, I think it's going to be like movie-esque. It's going to come out of nowhere. It's going to be like season finale and it's just going to be like a twist. And we're all going to be like, whoa, we didn't see this coming. whoa, and I'm gonna
it's
be like,
it's so crazy because I feel like yours is gonna be so like opposite to that.
You think?
I think it's gonna be so like
random.
It just happens. It feels right, and then you locked in. Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be this big. Like, I think it could in it's a lot of ways. Drama. It's gonna be a no. It's monumental because of like finding love is always monumental. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think actually there's gonna be quite a lot of simplicity in it, only because I think it hasn't always been simple. Very simple.
No.
And I feel like for you that will be the marker of like, oh, this is it.
Yeah, because it's just gonna feel. I expect it to just feel like easy.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be my sign, and that's simple. Why I love like the fact that I have actually tried to like. Day and try to be as open. I've been really open. Like, I never, like, you know, I just feel like I've been really open.
You are very open.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've been really honest with my feelings and honest with where I'm at. And I feel like when it's right, I feel like because I know how it feels when it's hard, I feel like it's just going to feel easy.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It would just be like, oh.
Yeah. It's just going to feel like an, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I can't wait for that.
I'm excited for you.
Until then, let's get this money. Money, money, make it rain on the hoes. Yeah, make it rain on the hoes. Make it rain on the hoes. Hey. Are you as adult as you think you are?
Probably not, but go on.
Why the attitude?
When Rita asks a question on this podcast, you just never know if you're going to end up showing your nyash.
Do you have an air fryer?
No. God, no.
What?
It's a million oven. Just put the thing in. I just can't even be up. I can't get into the discussion of this air fryer business.
Wow.
I can't get into it. Sorry.
That's crazy.
And also, it's just big and obnoxious. It takes up so much space. Like,
air fryer is life.
Okay. And I don't think I really... would you guys air fry?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Okay, fair. How many times a week do you cook?
When I'm in my, like... At least like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does someone have your spare key?
No.
So if you're locked out, that's it.
Oh, concierge.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Let me tell you an interesting story about this. This is me low-key stirring my nyash. Yeah.
It's a safe space.
I'm not saying it.
But I know the story.
You know the one I'm going to, about the, in the middle
story.
Of the night.
It's a good story.
I'm not sharing that.
It's a very good story. Why are you holding back?
Guys.
It's a very good story. Please. There's no name, so it's okay.
Yeah, true. I was dating this guy once. I was dating this guy. And I'd like come home after a night out. Don't even know. I can't even remember where I was. I was just out after a night out. Mm. And I was like in bed. And then I was sleeping. I could hear like a faint... It started off faint, and then it got more and more aggressive on my door, and I was just thinking,
this is a knock. She's doing
a knock on my door, and it got like more and more like aggressive, and I was thinking, who is that? So I like wake up in my confusion, turn the light on, and at these times I lived in like a two floor situation, so I'm like listening from the top of the stairs, and it is really someone knocking my door. I go to the door, and at the door. Open the, mind you, it's like 3 a.m. in the morning. I open the door and it's guy from concierge. Next to him is the guy that I was dating. Imagine this. This guy was concerned about me. So went to concierge and was like, they came along with the spare key. Mm-hmm. And I guess they couldn't open it because obviously it's locked from inside because it's 3 a.m. and anyone that's normal is sleeping.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, sorry, like I was really, really concerned. I said, you thought you were going to come up in this place and I was going to be in here with another guy.
That's crazy. That's actually nuts.
That's what you actually thought.
And the fact that you can actually go to concierge and they can do that.
But, you know, they all like... liked safety, him a lot. Yeah, they like, they've obviously seen him so many times. Yeah. They were like,
is that low key dangerous?
I was like, don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
He was like, you weren't picking up your phone. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm sleeping.
Did I give you any means to
any
actually
kind
be concerned?
Of, bruh.
That was
insecure men are very dangerous.
Scary.
Very dangerous. Very scary. That's my little story time.
Scary. Okay. Do you know your blood type?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, you don't have to show it, but if you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Do you have a coffee machine?
That I do have. You know I love coffee.
I didn't even know you had one, actually.
It's actually, okay, basically, 1 year for Christmas, I asked for a coffee machine. Mm-hmm. This one I lived in my parents' house. So my parents got me a coffee machine. That one is still at my parents' house. But then where I live now, the old, it's either the landlords or the old tenants, they left a coffee machine. So I have one now as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on Snapchat?
For what reason?
Okay, no, I mean.
Yeah. I have a private one for like my friends. That's it.
I'm not there.
Because I never use it. Them lot forced me to get it years ago.
Okay, because that would have been really awkward.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally, the only people on it are the the other five that you know.
Okay, that would have been
very
awkward,
yeah. But I don't use it.
But if there was something that was separating us, that would really be
you
an issue.
You want to go? I don't post.
No, it's okay, but that would
capacity.
Be... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be, wow. I would be like, lock off this whole episode.
No, you'd be like, wow, that's real crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, real crazy.
Okay. Okay, do you have life insurance?
I know, but can I just do a caveat? Like, there's so many like adult admin mini bits that I need to like get on that I need to do before the end of the year. That is one of them.
Okay. Yeah. You're kind of an adult, but
not really.
Do you know what I mean?
Why? What did I fail on?
It's just actually
insurance is the only thing.
It's just I just feel like it, you know.
Oh.
It's just a feeling that I have.
This regime is already starting up, I see.
Do you know what I mean? It's just how I feel.
Under my regime, there will be no feelings.
Yeah. Under my ruling, no one will feel
logic.
Anything. No, do you know what? You are adult. You actually got everything. You don't know. Actually, you don't. No one has your spare key apart from concierge.
That's very important.
You should have someone that has it.
I don't even have the spare key. Concierge. The way my apartment is... I love it, but they're just like very particular about how they do everything.
Fair.
No one's allowed to park their own cars. It's like a strictly valet system. Wow. So my spare car key is with the valet team.
Wow.
Because you have to, if you want to park, if you want to use the underground parking, you have to do a valet.
Wow.
They're like really anal about that. The spare key is with the concierge. I never even received it myself.
Wow.
They're just very anal, yeah.
Guys, please keep watching this podcast. My life has got to change. God, please.
Oh, my God. Please. Don't finish me.
Uche does not have two heads. God, please change my situation.
Oh, but I'm about to knock down the fixture.
Okay. It's a little bit adult. Anyways, thank I've you. Got your gift. Mini bin liners.
I actually use these for my toilet.
Because sometimes you would be in your house and you'd be like, oh, no, I need a bin liner. Don't be childish and have Sainsbury's bag. Have... your own bin liners for your bathroom, for corners of your room and things.
Are they a sponsor?
No, but that's how I like to do my ads. Fake ads.
Is this an ad?
It's not an ad. It's a gift. There you go.
Why didn't you get me something that I actually want?
It's not about that. It's what you need.
Oh, this is for the... Babe, no. This is for the food bin.
What do you mean?
Like, you know the compost bins?
Yeah.
This is the bags for those.
There's a difference.
Yeah, so they tend to be the you know the small bins that you tend to keep by your sink?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a much smaller bag. So and then these are compostable as well, so you just... Do you separate your recycling from your...
Anyways, and guys, thank you so much for watching another episode of Faking... Adulthood. I hope you have enjoyed this episode so well, because let me tell you something.
It will be the last time you will not
be back. Okay. Guys, I want to just take a moment to just appreciate you guys. Yes. Aww. Yesterday I randomly stumbled on like comments that are on my Spotify and they were so nice. I didn't even know people could leave comments. So thank you guys so much for listening, for watching. You guys know the vibes. Please make sure you share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover. Okay. Mm-hmm. Please share, spread the love. And you know the vibes. Okay. If you did not like my co-host today, please don't let that be a reason to not come back, because let me tell you something, she absolutely will not be here next week. She will not be here.
Categorically,
she will not be here next week.
I'm done.
Okay?
If you see me here, boy.
But thank you guys so much for locking in with us today. I hope you've enjoyed. Make sure you leave a comment. Let us know what you think. And also, friendship is very, very important. So if you don't have loads of friends right now, make sure you lock in and you try and you make an effort and be a good friend to someone today, okay?
Oh, that's a good one. Be a good friend to someone today.
Be a good friend to someone today. I love that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Love you. Bye.